Hello?
Hello, Evelyn?
Yes?
Hi, my name is Sylvia from the Tax Relief Center. We are getting in contact with you about the federal tax lien that has been filed in your county this current month of February 2025 for the amount of $11,237. Are you still dealing with that amount?
I didn't understand what you said. Repeat that.
Yes. This is about your federal tax lien that has been filed this February of 2025 for the amount of $11,237. Are you still dealing with that amount?
My tax lien?
Yes, federal tax lien.
I don't know.
You don't know if you need help?
Do I need help?
Yes, with that amount to reduce it?
Yeah.
You need help to reduce that amount?
Yeah, if you can reduce it.
Of course, so in this case, Ms. Evelyn, what I need to do is to connect you over to the representative who is going to be giving to you more details. I just need to make sure about your phone number, 414-206-9988. Is that correct?
Yeah, how did you get my number?
Well, the thing is that this federal tax lien is that the government file. They file and we are calling people that may need help to reduce that amount. At this moment, I'm going to connect you over to the representative, okay, Mrs. Lee? Stay with me and I'm going to transfer you over. I'm going to introduce yourself.
Okay, what you can do to help? Hello?
I'm here. I'm connecting you over. Bear with me. Waiting for the specialist to pick up the phone, okay? Stay with me. Okay, there it is. It's coming. Perfect.
Tax relief.
Yes, hi. Hello.
Hi, this is Tax Relief Office.
Yes, I have a customer on the line. I have Ms. Evelyn Smith. Her phone number.
What's the phone number?
414-206-9988. I just will need your name to put it on the system as well.
Okay.
Is this from Donald Trump, Mesh? Is this from Donald Trump?
Hi, Evelyn. How you doing? Is this from Donald Trump? What do you mean?
I mean, he's the one out here talking about taking this and that's a tax. Anyway, what can I do or what can you do to help me or what is this all about?
Yeah, not a problem. So we're a tax relief office, so we help people get qualified for Fresh Start programs. They're designed to help people, you know, when you have excessive back taxes. Is the IRS claiming you owe them money?
I guess they are, yeah. I don't work anymore. I'm sick. Mm-hmm. I had a heart attack. I don't get no more income than that little $1,000 a month.
Okay.
And
how much is the IRS claiming you owe them, though?
You know, I don't even know how I owe them, but they said it's for years and years, I guess, it builds up. I guess $11,000 or $12,000, I don't know.
Okay, so that's the state of Wisconsin. is claiming you owe that, but is the IRS on the federal side, are they claiming you owe them as well?
Yes, yes, something.
How much is the federal side claiming you owe?
You know, I don't really know because I had my grandfather, I took care of him, and when he passed away, he had some stock. And I don't know who, that AT&T took the stock. And I didn't even know they had my name and social security number because I never got anything from them. And so what they had been doing was sending it to, because they pretend they couldn't find me, sending it to the Internal Revenue, and after it stayed there so many years, they'd sell it. That's what they told me, because they told me for lately they had about 4 or 5 shares that had come in. They sent it to unclaimed, and unclaimed keep it so long, and then they sell it. And I guess because they had my social security number, my name, I don't even know what's going on. I don't even know what's going on, really.
Yeah, well, it doesn't sound correct. I mean, if you have an asset and it's in the form of shareholding stock, that's yours. It shouldn't be taken by anybody.
Well, AT&T bought the company out that my grandfather worked for.
Okay.
And when they bought the company, the Western, he worked for AT&T. So when he passed away, they took